Boom Concepts, if you're not familiar with it, is, gosh, how do you describe it? Cultural instigation, art, and more to try to call attention to important things in the area, have fun at the same time, too, and create great art. I probably should have asked you to describe it, Daryl.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good description. One thing we left out was entrepreneurship. And all of that action.
And we linked to the Boom Concepts site so you can take a look at it and see what's going on. So you're involved now in a special project. It's called Count It Up 2020, and it's to encourage millennials and people also that identify with Generation Z to get their census forms done, to not ignore them, because it's pretty critical. That data is going to last for 10 years and is going to be the basis for a lot of decision making. How did you end up getting passionate about making sure this is done?
Well, you know, we just really prioritize civic engagement at Boom Concepts. And, you know, I have a great memory from my youth where a census worker came to our neighborhood, and my father had let them in, and I saw the process of kind of filling out the census and the information, and that experience always stuck with me. So when we saw this opportunity to support the census, and, you know, artists have really unique ways of delivering messages, we thought this would be a perfect space to put our flavor and our spin on a campaign that'll encourage participation.
Yeah, what a great way of putting it. And we'll, in a moment, give you an actual web page. If you lost your census form, I found a website for you that you can start from scratch. You enter your address and the data, and you can get your census done very quickly. It takes 10 minutes or less. Ricky and I did ours in about 5 minutes one day. I was kind of surprised at how quickly it went. So I'll give you that site in a minute. Can you tell us some of the ways, what you're doing to creatively encourage people to do this? Do you have a street team or some artists going out and trying to get folks doing their work?
Well, we've commissioned two artists to create visual campaigns in an aesthetic and a style that really speaks to that younger generation. So whether or not that Generation Z or Millennial would be head of household, you know, we're targeting that demographic to even encourage them if they live with their head of household to fill it out. So instead of traditional posters for an advertising campaign, we've created memes and GIFs or GIFs. I'm not always sure how to say it, but that aesthetic, using some humor, some vocabulary, and culturally specific language of the time, and some like really interesting icons. So the artists that we're working with are Jensen Leonard and Shay Rivera-Rios. Jensen is based in New York, and Shay is based in Providence, Rhode Island. And, you know, we're just really excited to be working with the both of them.
Yeah, and just a great way to get people's attention. There are a lot of misconceptions about the census, too. The data is private. It doesn't get shared with other agencies. It's not particularly invasive, either. You pretty much, it's sort of, if you've ever been in a room and people have said count off by twos and you divide up into groups, it's mostly a counting exercise. You know, your age, some demographic data, but that's pretty much it, really. And the information is used to dole out government funding, to make priorities. And it's really important that smaller or less represented groups participate, because the numbers can be small to begin with, but if they get disproportionately small through lack of participation, the census is going to result in people being marginalized even more, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that there's a history of maybe considering the census as a tool of oppression when it's really a tool of support for community. So what you're saying, how it can really count, you know, community members and help guide dollars to that neighborhood for structural improvements, social programs. It's a really a great advocacy tool of our country. And, you know, that's one of the things we really want to communicate to our constituents and folks who may interact with this meme. So we're hoping it goes viral. You know, the great thing about the census is it's not as invasive as people assume. It doesn't categorize your citizenship or, you know, identify any really critical or personal information. So, you know, we're hoping our artists' memes go viral and then the campaign will appear in physical form across neighborhoods that have particularly low census participation to just kind of spike that up. And, you know, if you talk to, you know, different community organizations, they've been doing some great work to turn that aspect. As you know, Pittsburgh is very competitive across neighborhoods, seeing which neighborhood can fill out the census with the highest response rate.
That's a great way to do it. Each neighborhood getting a chance. And especially, you know, Generation Z, younger people, giving folks a chance to, you know, be heard and to get out there and do it, millennials as well. And my 2020census.gov, it's just that easy, my 2020census.gov. If you go there, you can enter, you know, if you have something in the mail that you put aside, you can enter that code. But you can enter, I lost my census form or I didn't get one, and it just takes a minute. They'll validate you through your address, and then you'll be counted just as anybody else would be. So it makes it really easy to get engaged. And the art is beautiful. I'll cross-post it on our social media so people can get a look at it and spread it and make it go viral.
Thank you, thank you. And we're really excited about this first edition. It's by Jensen Leonard, and it features a central image of James Brown saying, please, 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 referencing filling out the census. And then there's just some more critical information about the importance and, you know, telling people that filling out the census is lit.
If you want to feel good, go to the Boom Concepts Facebook page or website. The Facebook page is simply Boom Concepts, and the website is boomuniverse.co. And you just see a lot of joyful images. Sometimes the issues are being addressed are not always issues of joy, but the one thing, DS, that I've always just appreciated is the positive outlook you take as you try to better the community. I'm really appreciative of that.
Well, thank you, Larry. You know, we believe agitation is a way towards bringing truth to light. And, you know, there's a lot of joy in finding out the truth. So that, you know, is one of our core tenets and the way we deliver programming, and hopefully you can feel that in these census memes. So, you know, we want to remind everyone, fill out the census, and just want to say thank you again to our participating artists, Jensen Leonard and Shay Rivera-Rios.
Yeah, that James Brown, it's a great image. I'm looking at it right now. Like, I obviously can't make you do something you don't want to do, but I got to stress now important in this dumpster fire of a year the census is in determining how and where that $400 billion is spent. What a great image. The colors are magnificent, too.
Thank you.
Well, DS, thanks. Anything else you wanted to add?
Support Boom Concepts.
You got it.
139 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15224.
Stop by, always welcoming and creative, and as you pointed out, entrepreneurial. Lots of good stuff happening. Thanks so much, DS.
You have a good one. Be well.
You too. Take care. Boom Concepts. Go to boomuniverse.co. Look for them on Facebook at Boom Concepts.